Blog Talk Radio.
Burn on, I'm shining so bright, lit up like a diamond in the dead of night. There's fire deep in my soul, I'ma rise up like the legends of old. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold. Now my kingdom's coming, coming. I was born for the throne. Like lightning striking, sparking. There's heat in my bones. There's fire deep in my soul. I'ma rise up like the legends of old. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold. I can feel that fire in me, fire in me, fire. I can feel that fire in me, fire in me, fire. In the grave, I'll keep on going, running, running. I'll go till my body breaks. There's fire deep in my soul. I'ma rise up like the legends of old. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold. Like a diamond in the dead of night. There's fire deep in my soul. I'ma rise up like the legends of old. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold. Brighter than gold, brighter than gold.
Hello and welcome to The Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me as always is my co-host Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, if you find that this show is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have one to two shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And also make sure to check out our poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello. It's going great. Had a nice day today. Wasn't too cold. Nicer weekend coming up. with 30 degrees Celsius and higher. So, woohoo, it's going to be great summer. Summer's here. So.
Nice.
And
nice.
What a great song to start off the show. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know. I really
love that.
I really liked it. I thought it wasn't, you know, particularly sensual, but it fit with the theme and it felt like a power anthem. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, you could just feel
yourself
standing down. Yeah. You know, I saw you ask that in Late Night Poets and I went to go check because I posted the video. You know, I sent it to Phil. And I didn't see the name. Like, I couldn't see the name, and I forgot. I'm horrible at remembering names. But what I'll have to do is I'll definitely have to send you – I'll send you the name of the person, like, after the show. But,
he's got some
really great songs. I just, you know, I love when you stumble across treasures like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just kind of – you know, looking for something that just feels right for an intro song, and you come across something, and it's like, yes, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, an awesome choice.
Thank you. And I'll go ahead and tell people a little bit about our topic. This is obviously the sensual show night, and so we'll be delving into a lot of beautiful, sexy, and sensual poetry. We will start out with, I believe, three carryovers from your, I see, what was it called? I See You in Color?
I think of you in color.
I Think of You in Color, yes. And then from there, we will go to our current contest, which was Gold Rush. So I think it's going to be a wonderful night of poetry.
So. Indeed.
Absolutely. So, well, as of right now, it's just us two golden goddesses. So, of course, anybody who saw how thirsty I actually am would not call me a golden goddess. But what the heck? It's fun to be told.
I love that, golden goddesses. Why not?
Yep, why the heck not? That's what we are tonight, Naomi.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, Pam, I thought we'd start up the show.
Yes. Yes, friends, you can be a golden god.
I just saw his post. Oh, dear. I love Frank. yeah, I thought we'd start out the show with, like, just a masterpiece of color, a Van Gogh across the board. So, yeah, we don't usually do this. But, you know, I think we're going to put up a SoundCloud for the first one because it's an awesome, awesome write by Chris.
Oh, I forgot to mention to you, this SoundCloud it wasn't available.
Oh.
So it'll have to be read. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I forgot
well, Pam, do us the honor.
All right. Body Paint by Crest Terset, and it goes like this. There is no coloring by numbers, no cool ocean blue in the spaces where I sip you. A mere glance at the bristles of your beard twirls my spine in fuchsia festoons. This is a Jackson Pollock jive led by the rich tone of your voice, spiking my sinews in scarlet crackles, warm shades splattered, lathered on naked vellum, served with a long drink whisked by my lips. So let me imbibe the ristretto ripples of your hair. Then, as my tongue tingles, taut muscles brood in bronze, my breast sings in apricot froth and we soar on the yellow spurts of sun-drenched segments, vaulting sleepy streams to teem in a vibrant turquoise tailspin. Our canvas is never virgin white, blended, spiced, entwined. We surge in writhing torrents, bodies painted in this polychrome of passion. End poem. I tell you, she just, Cress has the most beautiful sensual poetry. And your thoughts on this poem, Naomi?
Oh, yeah. You know, when she got into then as my tongue tingles taut, muscles brewed in bronze, my breast sings in apricot froth, and we soar on the yellow spurts, sun-drenched segments. Wow. You know, it was the way she took color and she put it into this sensual right there, just such a powerful, intense right. And with so much beauty, you know, in the lines, we surge in riffing torrents, bodies painted in the polychrome of passion. You know, just brilliantly written all through. I just love this right by Cress Turcent.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree with you. I really like how she brought in so many of the different colors that are in the painting. And I'm particularly drawn to, this is a Jackson Pollock jibe, led by the rich tones of your voice, spiking my sinews in scarlet crackles. You know, I feel like, to me, this is about, you know, that kind of lovemaking that just gets so deliciously messy. Because that's what I think of when I think of, you know, Jackson Pollock and, you know, his splatter style of painting. I really liked the mention of the color apricot. That's a beautiful, like Bert says here, then as my tongue tingles, taut muscles brood in bronze, my breast sings in apricot froth, and we soar in the yellow spurs of sun-drenched segments. I like that she really uses warm colors like apricot and yellow. Beautiful, passionate, right, and very well done. And before we move on to the next poem, I'm going to go ahead and bring a caller on who I believe to be Tom. So welcome, Tom. Glad you could join us.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Tom.
And did you get a chance?
I heard the last two lines.
I just wanted to give Naomi a chance to say hi to you. Okay.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Naomi.
Good
glad
to have you,
you join
here.
Us.
Still fighting cold.
Yeah. Hope you get
all right. And
soon.
Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Now I have one for Tom to read, and not too long, Tom, so it might be okay if you can read the next one for us, please, if your throat isn't too sore.
lots of tears, lots of... Kiss me. 7, you want me to read this? I can't pronounce it.
Kiss Me by Hakan 7, yes. Are you on the English? Uh-oh. Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom dropped.
Oh, he did.
Maybe he'll call back.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read this while he's phoning back here. Kiss me the sky of the pouring rain. There is an invitation to love in its colors. Words are not enough. There is love between us tonight. To make love to the fullest, even if we are not satiated, I'm holding on tight. Don't leave me, life. Sweet of lonely days on your hands, sweat of lonely days on your hands. As if you understood my love, hug the past day, life, and me. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And welcome back, Tom. And yeah, I thought, you know, this is a beautiful brevity. I like that it brings in the idea of the intimate touching that happens, like the kiss, the holding hands, the embracing. I really thought this was intriguing, especially like in the lines, I'm holding on tight, don't leave me, life's sweat of lonely days on your hands. There's this idea of needing somebody around. There's a real sense of just desire to completely have someone and have them never walk away from you. So excellent, right? Very well done. And Tom, your thoughts?
I didn't get to hear enough of this. I'm in the process of being dropped and getting backed on, so I really don't have anything I can say.
Oh, sure, no problem, no problem. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I just love, you know, the part of, of course I loved it all through, but I just loved that opening. Kiss me, the sky of the pouring rain. There is an invitation to love in its colors. You know, how you see things in the pouring rain, you know, all the reflections, the lights, you know, it's like looking at, you know, it's just life through a, what do you call those, a kaleidoscope? You know, colors are just,
yeah.
You know, yeah, the colors are just, you know, all fragmented, you know, like it's through the rain pouring down, especially when it's pouring rain, you know. So I just love that in this poem. But, you know, amazingly written all throughout. Great write here by Akan.
Absolutely. And I like how you described it as like looking through a kaleidoscope and the beauty and of the color and the fragments. So excellent comment there. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yes, next I have one for Tom to read. I'm going to just post it. There it is, by Shy Away. So, Tom, whenever you see that, if you can give it a read for us, please.
Bitter Yet Sweet by Shy Away. Tongue covered in the finest grains of salt. Table is for the unwilling, besought for behaving accordingly. Himalayans, if you are bold, Allah, yes, if you lack shame, she envelopes you into a paradox. Occasionally might taste like toffee peanuts. She's a mixture of strawberry lemonade, hot. And cold is her double barrel surname. Her skin is smooth like dark chocolate. Her body makes you feel like a dipsomaniac. Rehab is no longer a guarantee.
Wonderful read there, Tom. You know, it's always good to see new names, and this is a beautiful sensual brevity. I really enjoyed the imagery. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I love that, you know, he didn't go directly with color, but he did go with, you know, the toffee peanuts. And, you know, that has a specific, like a golden color. and that she's a mixture of strawberry lemonade, and the hot and cold is her double barrel surname. Her skin is smooth like dark chocolate. So, you know, and he didn't use colors, but he did use colors because he used colors in the food and lemonade and the drinks and also the tongue covered in the finest grains of salt. Table is for the unwilling, sea salt for behaving accordingly. I think this was so brilliantly thought out, this piece, you know, all through. And right to that end line there that I really loved. So just an amazing, you know, well-written poem here. Brilliantly done.
Oh, absolutely. And I like how you mentioned that he doesn't use color, and yet he does, because you're right. I mean, even like mm-hmm. the mention of the Himalayans and the salt and the strawberry lemonade, even the double barrel surname, like you think of a double barrel gun and like dark pistol, the dark black color of a gun. I mean, there's so much in here of imagery that brings color to mind. So wonderful observation there, Naomi. And mm-hmm. Tom, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, I discovered after I got done reading it that Aaliyah's is a red colored because of iron in it, salt from Hawaii. So one more color there. I've been sitting here trying to. There's a contrast because you have all the salt flavors and the colors that are in the salt. The idea that almost the line table is for the unwilling, like table salt, is for those who don't want to discover all the different things that are possible in terms of salty flavors and colors. I mean, that's the sense I'm getting. And then you hit that line, she envelops you into a paradox. And here she is, she's salty, so obviously that to me kind of describes a woman who walks her own course, you know, creates her own language and color of being, in a sense. And yet, at the same time, she has a taste like toffee peanuts, a mixture of strawberry lemonade. Again, this you know, this sugary, which is in great contrast to the salt flavoring. Then you get that double barrel, again, more paradox, because as smooth as dark chocolate. It's just a meat going on here in a brevity. You're forced to really plunge into, it's almost like coming off a high dive into a shallow pool. You're required to really plunge into it, but understand that you may miss a good chunk of what you're being given because it's coming at you so fast. I love the last one, by the way. I thought that is a great way to describe something in terms of how seductive this woman is and how much she'll catch you off guard.
Oh, absolutely. Really great observations there, Tom. And you're right, there is a lot packed into this for a brevity. And I too really like how he uses this imagery and these colors and metaphors for the idea of how she is both sweet and salty. And, you know, just a really wonderful write on the whole idea of being addicted to someone and really enjoying the addiction. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yes, next I have a poem for you to read, Pam, and posting it. There it is. So by Afterglow, by Forgotten Dreams.
All right. Her body drips afternoon sun like honeyed rain drizzling from a swirling spoon. Beads of amber sweat roll down glowing temples over soft jaw pooling at the ridge of collarbone, tracing the glistening trail, fingertips tingle, and heat radiates like baking pavement, flooding my pulsing body. Fire crackles in her twilight eyes, constellations, dust, smiling cheeks, the golden hour blurring edges. Parched mouth devours her shimmering lips, tongue scorching and swallowing sweet butterscotch bites. Slow stickiness clings to the dancing curves of twisting limbs, and we melt together, molten fudge swirling into creamy sundae. End poem. That just has absolutely amazing imagery and metaphors. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just love this, right? You know, everything, you know, the line, heat radiates like baking pavement, flooding my pulsing body. Baking pavement, that's awesome, you know, that's awesome thinking right there, awesome wording. It gives off this great imagery, you know, baking pavement. And then all through, you know, the sweet butterscotch bites and the slow stickiness clings to the dancing curves of twisting limbs, and we melt together, molten fudge swirling into creamy sundae. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah, I just loved, you know, the how this whole poem just came together in, you know, such a delightful and delicious blend of passionate, you know, passionate lovemaking here, you know, and passionate seduction. You know, there's seduction going on here. So just an amazing, amazing ride all through.
I have to agree with you. It's very passionate, very seductive. I like how it fits with the theme of gold and yet brings like a more softer version into the color, like the mention of the sweet butterscotch bites, the beads of amber sweat. I really like her body drips afternoon sun like honeyed rain drizzling from a swirling spoon. And fire crackles in her twilight eyes, constellation dust smiling cheeks, the golden hour blurring edges. There's a whole idea of being so absorbed into somebody's body and their body language, including what their eyes are telling you. Absolutely beautiful all the way through. And I really love the sense of two people moving together in this. And so wonderful, right? And very well done. And are you back with us, Tom?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Did you, would you like to comment on that poem?
Great read, by the way, Naomi. There are certain things that are structurally that are really pretty cool, because being a really hot, sensual piece of writing, it's not just, you know, ripped off with a lack of structure, because you got some nice things here from a swirling spoon and ending with the idea of a creamy molten fudge swirling into a creamy sundae, both restating the idea of the swirl and the idea of something you want to dip your spoon into, really suck down all the flavor. The way that the interplaying of heat and things melting, I just thought it was really extremely well done.
I have to agree with you. Yeah, and you're right. There is an interplay between the cool and the heat, like especially with the mention of the sundae with the hot fudge. So really great observation. Excellent comment. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have a poem by Poetic Creation. So, Tom, if you can give that a read for us.
Okay. Raw, unprocessed, bold, by Poetic Creations. Shamrock eyes, marigold folds, crimson wrist, rose-colored lips, lasso, whip, whiplash, bodies crash, waves crash, crashing are the waves. Lighthouse signals, it signals in the storm, strobing, yellow, a crimson rose. Like a diamond set in a ring, light was set in the rose, but total blackness remained there. Was a lasting eclipse. Cycles of golden notes shake at the core of darkness. They shake the foundation, leaving only a trace. The blue. Where shamrocks blow and a marigold unfolds. Crimson wisps bloom, but lips will never tell, the eyes have recorded, nor will they speak the sounds of crackling flame that put a twinkle of gold where there was only green. Rivers overflowed. There were white water rapids before incineration. End poem.
Great read, Tom, and what a beautiful central write by Poetic Creation. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I love how he took, you know, the water, the force of the water, the way the crashing of the waves, that image, you know, for the metaphor, the bodies crashing together there. And, you know, right down to the bottom, rivers overflowed. There were white water rapids before incineration, you know, before the two bodies heated up so much that they just, you know, incinerated. I just love that, the way he put that there were white water rapids before incineration. And, yeah, I just love how he formulated all this poem, but especially that second stanza and the way Tom read it, just put all the emphasis on it. You know, the lasso whip, whiplash, bodies crash, waves crash, crashing other waves. But, you know, the way Tom read it, it was just such an amazing read there, Tom. You know, I just love that. You know, the repetition and, you know, it added to the force, all the force of this passionate, the passion that you see in this poem here. So just an amazing, amazing write by Poetic Creations.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree with you. He definitely did use the force and the movement of water to represent the passion within the poem. So great comment, Naomi. And Tom, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, I like the way it starts with the whole idea of shamrock eyes, the marigold folds, and then the interplay of light and colors, the yellow light, the touching on the idea of gold, but how it comes back to it, where shamrocks blow and a marigold unfolds. I just thought that was a nice touch, because all of a sudden, it's like the woman, I assume it's the woman, somehow has become both a figure of passion, a prize, possession, a statement of magic and wonder, And then that last line, because you got the shamrock green, so where there was only green, rivers overflowed, where there were white water rabbits before incineration. It was that weaving of that green through all the soul, I thought, just lifted it up out of just being a standard sensual piece.
I have to agree with you. Yeah, this is, like you said, you know, wonderful weaving, and then how the woman becomes, you know, so many different things, you know, something to be cherished, you know, a goddess, you know, just so much put into those lines. I really liked this all the way through. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I particularly did like that second to last stanza, what the eyes have recorded, nor will they speak of the sounds of crackling flame that put a twinkle of gold. There's just, to me, in those lines, there's the idea of sharing an intimate experience. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yes. My computer's gonna... Okay, I got it. I have one by E.J. Cook, E.J. Cole. And I'll go ahead and read this one.
Glow. Oh, we have a SoundCloud for this one, Naomi.
Oh, yeah, we do. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No
and
problem.
That SoundCloud.
All right, I will do that. Oh, come on. There it is. Okay, found it.
The magic button.
Glow by E.J. Cool. Nectar of a gilded goddess. Gooey, candied, honey excess. Tithoria, transcendence, amber labradorescence, dripping auric flesh fluoresces, sensitivity condenses, fingertips dipped in fiery essence, stardust lips licked by luminescence, tremulent gold leaf skin undresses, conjoined carnality confesses, supernova omnipresence, echoes pulsing phosphorescence.
Wonderful reading right there, EJ. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Tom, your thoughts on this poem?
The opening, Nectar of a Gilded Goddess. Then, I mean, and for some reason, to me, that's very clean and almost cold. And then gooey, candied honey excess, the contrast between those two lines really caught me for a second. And then the repeating of the essence sound really pulls you through the whole piece, while at the same time she's playing with the way light and thought and feeling move and twinkle and flow. And so when you finally come to that tremulant gold leaf skin undresses, there's a fragility there that really surprised me at first when I heard it. And it makes you pause. And then you have the sense of how this is a coming together, the co-joined carnality confesses. And again, the repeat of those essence. And then just with those two lines, she finishes with the orgasm, for lack of a better term, but she does it so beautifully. Supernova, omnipresent. beautiful use of brevity, tight two-line little stanzas, but you are set up and pulled through it by both the meter, the rhythm, well, the rhythm that's there, the way the words echo one upon the other, and the way she teases and pushes you into sort of a sensual universe. It's just really well done. I'm truly impressed.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. It's a wonderful brevity, beautiful couplets. And there is this buildup of intensity from the delicate touches to the vulnerability of sharing of self to the orgasmic ending. So wonderful comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
No, oh, I agree with Tom. You know, this is so well done. I mean, it's sultry, it's sensual, it's very, 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 you know, classy, very masterfully written. Just it pulls you in, and just makes you feel all all seductive, all sensual, all you know, all these things. It just amazing writing, and I had to laugh at the Gilded Goddess, because before the show, Pam said we were golden goddesses. So that made me smile. That made me smile. I wonder if we're all gooey, candied, and honey access. But yeah, this is just, you know, sublimely written. Just bravo, EJ Cole, on this write.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Great comment. And I really love this all the way through. Wonderful use of imagery, but especially dripping auric flesh Florence's sensitivity condenses. The tremulant gold leaf skin undresses conjoined carnality confesses. I love how the idea of the conjoining together, the confessions of desire and love. So beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, well, next I have a poem for you to read, Pam, by Neutron Bomb.
All right, Colombian Gold by Neutron Bomb. Trails of seaweed and brine ebb and flow across my calves, harpooned with the metal of blue bottles. I swim outside the red and yellow flags. Your embrace encompasses my resolve like glints of golden on the foamy loam of the ocean tides. Bleaching the crown of my head with each sun-kissed ray of light, your Colombian gold weave chain embeds itself on my gossamer bosom, which heaves against your tattooed chest. Danger delights in the decadence. Cold stream veins that dance amongst elicited divinations and end poem. Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. I love the imagery and metaphors. I love the sense of movement, the sense of being close, how she goes with the Colombian gold, which is a particularly strong strain of marijuana, you know, to represent that kind of addictive passion and desire. Wonderful alliteration and danger delights in the decadence of cold stream veins that dance. Wow, you can definitely feel the desire in this one. It's beautifully written and very well done. And before we continue on with comments, I'd like to welcome Lou to the show. Welcome, Lou. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Lou. Yes,
hi.
Lou, you.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hi, Naomi. And I don't know if there's somebody else on because I just got on.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hallelujah.
It's good to hear your voice.
Naomi, I need to step away for a few minutes. So if you could lead the rest of the comments and then go on to the next poem, I'd appreciate it. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. So we just read one by Neutron Bomb, Columbium Gold. So, Tom, your comments on this poem.
Well, I like the way that she opened up with the idea of trails of seaweed and brine, the sense of the ocean and the currents, and then the idea of taking a risk of moving past where the safety zone, I swim outside the red and yellow flags, and then the passion begins. Your embrace encompasses my resolve, like glints of golden on the foamy loam of the ocean tide, fleeting the crown of my head with each sun-kissed ray of light. It's just a very strong, well-woven image that both catches movement but also catches passion. And then the rest of it just moves very quickly, you know, the embeds itself on my gossamer bosom, which heaves against your tattooed chest. But at final end, which flips us back to the whole pushing the limits, danger delights in the decadence of cold stream veins that dance amongst elicited divination. So we also finish with a certain sense of this has all been predicted, this has all been seen before. So as much as it's new and wonderful, it's also some of the same old magic. Very well done.
Oh, yeah. Divine Decadence, for sure, by Neutron Bomb here. She really brought it, you know, just an amazing write. And Luyu, your thoughts?
I thought Pam did a wonderful job in reading this. What I really loved about Neutron was this feeling of moisture and wetness, of movement in her poetry as she just pulls, you could just feel the waves of excitement and sensuality just pulling you along in each stanza. You know, I mean, and just the descriptions in here are just so erotic and beautiful. Your Columbian gold weave chain embeds itself on my gossamer bosom, which heaves against your tattooed chest. Just every stanza stands out on its own, and I found it very beautiful.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Yeah, it's true. Every stanza of this poem could be a little brevity. They're just so awesome, one after the other. I so agree. And, just amazing, amazing right here by Neutron Bomb. You know, I just love, you know, how she took the ocean and, you know, she incorporated into this, you know, that element of nature into this poem. Just amazingly well written. And, I'll go on and I'll put up the next poem. Tom, you can stay till, I know you have a cold. Are you in, should I be putting up your poem soon, or do you have a time frame?
How much longer my voice is going to last.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put up yours, Tom, because I know you have a cold there, and you're might not be feeling the greatest. So there we go. 1 minute. I'll just put it up, put it into the room. There we go. So whenever you're ready, Tom.
Here it is. Why do I go along? Is it ego to recognize how good you are? You know the clothes are nice, the makeup shows and refines, as you define, are you saying what is being worked upon is only good when adorned? Fanes, it must be mourned. If I am golden inside, what need have I to be gilded on my skin? Should not those I meet be willing to attempt the feat to find what hides on the inside? Must I parade for every fool the wonder I am so they can pretend they know the woman I be is more than they see? While I follow the golden rule, I have little tolerance for fools. Let me be known by those with values and grace, these men and women who appreciate someone with good and taste. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Tom. I have to say this is just a clever write all the way through. And Lou, your thoughts?
Well, I really enjoyed listening to Tom read this. There's something about his voice that makes you think and see the imagery as you're reading along with each line. And what I loved about this was how he pointed out that beauty is on the inside. You know, look for those folded, you know, those thin sheets of gilt that become more beautiful as it's layered upon. And I liked how you really brought that out in the second stanza, how, you know, beauty is only skin deep. But what I loved was where you talked about, do you want to attempt the feat to find what hides on the inside? And I found that very sensual, but also very tempting.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree with you, Lou. That was really great observation about how the theme of the poem, especially in that particular part, being about willing to, you know, search for the beauty that's on the inside. So great observations. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I love that, you know, Tommy, it seemed you wrote from the perspective of a woman here. Must I parade for every fool the wonder I am so they can pretend they know the woman I be is more than they see. So, you know, I love that you took that woman's perspective here. And, you know, we feel this way so much in the society today. You know, with the makeup and everything, you know, the hair styling and everything, you know, just and putting on our clothes too, choosing out clothes. You know, there's so much that we do, you know, just to fit in, you know. And it is so great, you know, that a man writes from this perspective and understands that, you know, what is important is really what is in the inside. And, you know, under all this fluff that we put on, you know, what is important. What we're looking for is a man that sees beyond that and, you know, values the what is inside. So beautifully written and wonderfully done, Tom, here, this right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And I definitely like it, as Naomi Lou have both brought up the idea of the beauty that's on the inside. I also feel like, though, that the first stanza, which opens up with the question, touches on the idea that there's nothing wrong with knowing that you're desirable on the outside or feeling mm-hmm. desirable. Is it ego to recognize how good you are? You know, the clothes are nice, the makeup shows and refines. You know, the idea that there's nothing wrong with a woman physically making herself attractive. But then the other stanzas go on to say there is something more. there is what is inside me. And, you know, I am not here to, I really like how you threw in the golden rule. I thought it worked perfect for the theme. While I follow the golden rule, I have little tolerance for fools. Just wonderful creative lines all the way through and very well done. And Tom, did you want to say anything about your write?
Well, I'll just add one little thing in here that you both may appreciate from what you've been saying. When I used to work with teens, especially when I was working with young girls, the whole thing about, you know, people know how pretty I am and all this stuff is going on. And I used to go, you know, you got to stop and think about it for a second. Pretty is attainable. Anybody with enough work and effort and wearing the right clothes and getting makeup and understanding the right hair styling, everything like that, can make themselves look really good. But beauty is on the inside. And if you ever notice, somebody who's beautiful can stumble down a set of stairs, slip, fall into a mud puddle, and when they look up at you and smile, they're still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Very
Agreed.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that thought. And I'm glad you were inspired to write, and I'm glad you called in, and I hope you feel better soon, Tom. Take care of yourself.
I still got to, even with the cold, tomorrow I've got people coming in and we're going to start some major moves on the basement.
Mm.
I'm so happy when the basement is finished.
it's good to hear your voice.
All right. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next I have one for Luyu to read. By Gold Paint Tanning.
Okay. Gold Panning by Kay Heartless. I pan for gold in your ocean eyes, Nebra disc of blue-green patina, precious metals by which I measure my final destiny. In my craze, I start an expedition, a gold rush to climb the peaks of each mountainous gold mine, ski between my thighs. I'm rewarded for my devotion with your gold leaf skin, muscles, crackling carnage, but the larger nuggets remain hidden within. Each extraction is ecstasy as your hoarded hands let loose drops of liquid reserve. The gold mean a priceless remedy. Breathing is an art, the puzzle pieces of closely fitting parts. Warmth flows over the base, the long-awaited wedding, an afterglow, the slowest burn in parts. Gorgeous goldsmith, may we never part, end poem.
Wonderful read, Lou, and such a beautiful sensual rite by Kay Heartless. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is just amazing. You know, the way she blended the different, you know, the gold, the silver, the different precious metals here, just amazing. And, you know, the way she talks about this as an expedition, a gold rush to climb the peaks of each mountainous gold mine, ski them between my thighs. You know, just amazingly, amazingly well worded. Every stanza, just dripping with sensuality, this right all through. So bravo, Kay Heartless here.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. This definitely is dripping with sensuality. So beautiful comment there, Naomi. And Lou, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
You know, this poem was deeply sensual. You know, especially she draws you in that first stanza. You know, when you see that passion in somebody's eyes, you know, I really love where she says, when she was looking in his eyes, those precious metals, the flecks of copper, you know, like she said, the blue and green patina and the gold, it says these are the metals which by which I measure my final destiny. And to just fall into that heat in somebody's eyes. And then I also loved towards the end where she says brazing is an art, the puzzle pieces of closely fitted parts. You know, sometimes we may feel that we're broken, and when we find somebody else, they mold and fit into the puzzle pieces that makes us feel whole, which, you know, I would assume with me at least, it would make me feel very sensual and erotic. And then, you know, she reacts to him where she says, warm flows over the base, the long-awaited wedding, an afterglow, the slowest burn parts, that sensation that you have afterwards, you know, the burning, the feel, the love, the sensuality that this person brings out in you. Wonderful poem.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. There is something about the idea of somebody who makes you feel complete, that is beautifully sensual. And I like, too, that she opened up with the mention of the eyes, and not just, you know, and because, as you mentioned, the eyes are, you know, you look at the desire and the passion that's filled in somebody's eyes, and you can see that they want you, and it's such a beautiful moment. But I also think she does a wonderful job of describing what you can imagine this person's eye color to be, because, you know, how some people have those blue eyes that have those specks of gold in them, and so you can imagine that. I really like about how this is about the bringing out the treasure within your lover. That's the treasure of their satisfaction, of your satisfaction. Each extraction is ecstasy as your hoarded hands let loose drops of liquid reserve, the golden mean, a priceless remedy. Just very seductive lines and very well done. So great comments. And all right, Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, up next, I have one for you to read, Pam, by Kitty the Naughty Poet.
All right. Golden Rose by Kitty the Naughty Poet. The rose's petals flicker in the darkness like flames make up the flower's beauty. A single golden light burning high for the stem teased out in a leafy fan, shivering up the black of night like smoke to form each individual petal's delight. This rose reminds me of your heart, shining golden in nightmare darkness, each branch of golden love wrapped around my essence, glinting against my black heartbeat, keeping it beating with your flicker of light. End poem. And that is just an absolutely beautiful brevity. You could just feel it definitely in your heart. And Lou, your thoughts?
I thought you did a beautiful job in reading this poem by Kitty the Naughty Poet. What I loved in here was the imagery of how, you know, a woman is like this precious rose. And just like with, you know, any flower, it needs nourishment. And I think that's what she brought out here, because somebody is causing this beautiful flower to come up in flames that burns. You know, when somebody just, that feeling you have for somebody that just gives you the shivers from your head to your toes, you know, that delight that you have in seeing them. And then I also liked where she says, "Those rose reminds me of your heart, shining gold in nightmare darkness." You know, sometimes it's in darkness that we find our lover. And I thought this was beautifully penned and beautifully read, Pam.
It is beautifully penned. Thank you. And, yeah, I have to agree. And you're right. That was a spot-on statement that you made on the idea that oftentimes we find our lovers in the darkness. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is, you know, such a loving poem, a loving testimony of when you meet that person, that one person, you know, that mm-hmm. that makes you go through see the light, you know, through the nightmare darkness,
yeah.
like she says, you know, that makes you see that light. You know, in the night. I just loved, you know, the lines that she has in here, like a single golden light burning high for the stem,
mm-hmm.
teased out in a leafy fan, shivering up the black of night like smoke to form each individual petal's delight. I love how she uses each part of the rose in, you know, in her writing, you know, the stem, the leaf, the petals. You know, I really liked that. I thought that was brilliant, the way she took those elements of the rose and put them into the right. And also, you know, she stuck to the theme because she has each branch of golden love. So she has the branches there too, the branching out of the love. So just mm-hmm. amazing, brilliant, clever write here by Kitty the Naughty Poet.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like how she used that great comment there, Naomi, and you're right, she did use every aspect of the rose. So wonderful observation. I like how she used the word golden three different times, and yet each time it had a different reference to it, the mm-hmm. golden light. You know, the golden love, where was the other one? I know it was there somewhere. Oh, yeah, shining golden in nightmare darkness. I love how that this is someone who loves you in your darkest times and brings light to your heart and to your spirit. Beautifully written and very well done. And
great.
Naomi, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
I was next. I will have up on a SoundCloud. I'm getting there. I was writing in a comment. Get to work, Naomi. Focus. Okay, a SoundCloud by Diane D. Rose Gold.
I don't think this one does. This one have a SoundCloud?
Oh, it does have a SoundCloud. Oh,
nope.
It doesn't. Okay, so I'll give. Oh no, it doesn't. Wow, you know, I saw Diane's name and I said, oh, it has a SoundCloud. It doesn't. Okay, so I'll give this a read. Rose Gold. In the aspen glow lay a common curved rose. Not even time can destroy her shine. She is so rich, even her stem mints gold. In the dust of sunlight, she dances on gold tiptoes like an archangel out for an airing. Her luster makes her a metaphor for life. Silkened with a corn silk color and helmeted with the sun, her shaft hair is weaved with the seeds of sunflowers trickling in the wind. Out pours her rainbow through the overhead clouds, the blood drawn from her thorns flow out of the eye with a merry twinkle, lest the ruby of her lips not match the amber of her words. Grasp the thorn of her golden rose bush. Don't die not mining the gold in your garden. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi, and a beautiful write by Diane. This is just stunning to me in the way that it has that delicate sensuality and pays tribute to the beauty of a woman. I really like this all the way through, but especially in the dusk of sunlight, she dances on golden tiptoes like an archangel out for an errand. Her luster makes her a metaphor for life. And silkened with a corn silk color and helmeted with the sun, I mean, you just imagine the energy of this person who brings joy and luster to everything and everyone. And I like the use of corn silk because you can not only imagine the color of it being the color of her hair, but you imagine how soft feeling, you know, corn silk is. And you imagine the feeling of her skin being like the corn silk. So wonderful word choices and beautifully written and very well done. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, I agree with you. Each stanza stands by itself, and you can glean something different from each one. You know, for me, I love, you know, because all of us, we have our child inside of us, and every once in a while we let it out. And that's kind of what she reminded me here, reminded me of the Disney movies when I used to see the flowers dance in the dust of sunlight. She dances on golden tiptoes like an archangel out for an airing. Her luster makes her a metaphor for life, that gusto, you know, bringing this beautiful rose to life. And I really liked how the sensuality of her ending stanza where lifts the ruby of her lips, and you can just see the petals of this rose, you know, being sensual and beautiful in its color, no match for the amber of her words. Grasp the thorn of her golden rose bush. Don't die mining the gold in your garden. And, you know, and that is true. When, just like any relationship and just like our flower bed, it's what we put into it that is what we're going to get when everything blossoms. You know, so if you work in your garden, whether it's in your home or a literal garden, you will be paid with beautiful flowers. And I thought that she caught that so beautiful to, you know, it takes work in a relationship.
It really does. It really does. And you're right. That's a wonderful point in the thought that, you know, you get back what you put into a relationship. So
mm-hmm.
Wonderful comment. And Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I so agree with Lou, you know, with the, you know, this beautiful, you know, her insight into, you know, a relationship here. But, you know, what I got from the whole write, first of all, is the different ways, you know, she uses mm-hmm. the color gold, you know, the dust of the sunlight. You know, I just love that stanza, by the way. In the dust of sunlight, she dances on gold tiptoes like an archangel mm-hmm. out for an airing. Her luster makes her a metaphor for life. You know, that's just a standalone brevity on its own there. That stanza, you know,
yeah.
like so many others are, just amazing writing. And, you know, the softness of the whole write. It just has, like Pam, I think you said, you know, a soft, subtle sensuality about this whole
mm-hmm.
write that I really loved. So just amazing write here by Diane.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And what do you got for us next?
Yes. Well, next, I think he's been waiting long enough. We'll have Frank's SoundCloud up. Finally, a real SoundCloud. Okay, there it is in.
All right. And here we go.
Begging lover, yearning for the luculent sand of a ravenous seduction displayed. She is tempted by the droplets of an all-bidding haze of masculinity, inquisitive lovers of nudity, waiting for her engraved tongue to fist. She explores the moisture of the manly flesh of the naughty appetites, discovering the orgasmic realm of the nocturnal stardust unleashed as they embark on the journey of a submissive rendezvous, embracing in the eroticism of the exotic shade of steaming fusion. The titillating persuasion of an indomitable, purience emotion, stimulating the glossy canvas of the dewy lips fully enticed, they tangle in the carnal dilection of a deeper rapturous delight, arousing the geodrous contours of hidden epithemetic desires. She rides the passion of the astisian beings of her sensual storm evoked, swirling in the shivers of the sparkling glitter of an intense pheromonic glow, with her indulgence of dripping specks of sexual lust of a mightiest touch, lost in the taste of a French kiss from a lascivian menagerie. Es el brillo de una fuerte pasión, la luz que se luce con sus besos se culmina en un ardiente episodio encendido por el polvo de sus placeres. It is the brightness of a strong passion, the light that seduces with its kisses. It culminates in an ardent episode, ignited by the dust of their pleasure. Ole. Ole. In the tone.
Wonderful read and write there, Frank. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Frank always amazes me, you know, week after week, how he pulls together his masterfulness of the English language to come up with such a passionate and you know, seductive rites and filled with air. It's almost like an exotic air, I can't say that word. I can say it in French, but not in English. But erotism, you know.
Sorry, Naomi, I can't even begin to guess what you're trying to say. I wish I could, but you're right. The use of language definitely is exotic. That I can agree with.
Yeah, it's like, I'll use a sexual then. It's an exotic sexual language.
Oh, erotic.
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 That's it.
Mm-hmm.
An exotic,
yes.
Erotic.
Okay.
Yeah. and naughty, naughty, naughty Frank, because, you know, my eyes are stuck on that menage a trois, and I really just really stuck there, menage a trois, you know, a threesome, naughty, naughty Frank, and, you know, but I love that he used the Midas touch, you know, that where
mm-hmm.
that turns everything to gold. You know, I thought that was a brilliant take, you know, for the theme of gold. And, just brilliantly done, masterfully worded all through, and then deeply passionate and exotically erotic. There it is, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And you are so right. You're so right. Midas Touch was just a perfect choice. And, you know, it is just
exactly.
Wonderfully. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. It's a wonderful comment, Naomi. And Lou, your thoughts on this poem?
You know, this is just dripping in carnality. It's just, you know, he's talking about the inexquisite lovers of nudity waiting for her engraved tongue to feast. Right there, you're already seeing what this is getting into. There's, you know, that salty taste, you know. She explores the moisture of their manly flesh, you know, with a naughty appetite, you know. And then, you know, it just keeps going. Dewy lips entice. I mean, your lips are literally smacking in wetness as he keeps reading this. You know, it just, like I said, it drips. And then I really loved where he says they get lost on the sexual luster of the Midas touch, lost in the taste of French kiss. And then, you know, of course, he goes into Spanish, which, you know, French and Spanish is just erotic, both those languages. And where he goes, in the brightness of strong passion, the light that seduces with kisses. And when he was saying, la luz de seduce con sus besos, you know, that soft, deep voice, just like you can almost hear somebody whispering this in your ear. And, you know, you just, you know, the erotic thoughts just blossom. Wonder, excellent poem, Frank.
It really was. It really was. And a wonderful comment, Lou. And you're right. It just, it's so passionate. And as you said, Spanish, it really is just a beautiful language. I like that he wrote to, there was one particular prompt there, which is what he wrote to, which was, two guys and one woman together.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought in the menage a trois very mm-hmm. nicely.
Exactly.
I thought it was wonderful. Yes, wonderful imagery and metaphors, a beautiful classic feel. I have to agree with you, Naomi. He's definitely a master of language. And I, too, like that the Midas touch, you know, representing that idea of having that touch of that that's so sensually rich. And it's a very beautiful and carnal type rite. I really like
mm-hmm.
she explores the moisture of their manly flesh with a naughty appetence. And what else? Well, it's beautiful all the way through, but the titillating persuasion of an indomitable currents of motion. Wonderful use of motion to create sensuality. Beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yes. Well, next I have another SoundCloud by Casey Day.
All right. So, let me mosey on over there, and here we go.
Golden Hour, and I'm on My Knees by Casey Day. Slowly, move your fingertips so slowly over the torrid flesh that covers my heart. Patient, you love me so patient. Under golden clouds, your spark lights up the dark. Angels envy our lust. They hide along the lines between daylight and dusk, but they'll never know what it means to be us. Drink me in like the wine in your cup. Feel the aching in my skin turning into passion and bursting into love. Hold me tight. With the audacity of a memory that slips away with time. And when the bombs go off in our minds, remember the way I glimmer in this light. Kiss me. Hold me down and kiss me. even though it's risky, and take me in like the morning dew. Give me every single moment with me. Don't you ever be half you. And tell everyone that it was all worth it. That what we had was perfect. Cherish me even when your heart hurts. Let's start again and pretend we didn't rehearse. Make love to me like it's a final verse.
Wonderful read and write, Casey. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. Oh my goodness, this one is so beautiful. And Lou, your thoughts?
Can you hear me, Pam?
We can hear you.
I had to mute because I was coughing. I thought this was beautiful. It was not only deeply erotic, but it was deeply emotional. I really, really loved where she says, drink me in like the wine in your cup. Feel the aching in my skin turning into passion and bursting in love. Hold me tight without the audacity of memory that slips away with time. You know, that imagery is so powerful as it is, you know, that, you know, sometimes when you love somebody so much, it actually hurts. I mean, not the hurt of pain, but the hurt, it feels so good. And, you know, just to be able to release yourself and feel comfortable enough in somebody to just blossom in passion. And, you know, and sometimes that risky relationship sometimes can be the most erotic and sensual experience you'll have. Beautifully penned.
Absolutely.
And beautifully read.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, her reading of the right, you know, wow, her voice, you know, the emotion she put into this piece was just, you know, just awesome, just amazing and so passionate and so made it so alive. You know, you felt every word of this right. And, you know, I just love, you know, of course I love the part that Lou, you just recited there, just amazing wording there. But, you know, I love also the finish, you know. Cherish me even when your heart hurts, and let's start again and pretend we didn't rehearse. Make love to me like it's a final verse. You know, just amazing, you know, that finale there to this amazing, amazing poem. Just a stunning, stunning write here by Casey Day.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. Mm-hmm. I too really like that part that mentioned, you know, like we didn't, let's start again and pretend we didn't rehearse. That whole idea of, you know, wanting, like it feels like how, like in a long-term relationship, things start to get a little too, you know, copacetic and you want some spontaneous lovemaking. You want it to not be planned that every Wednesday, you know, you get in bed together, you know. And so I liked that part. I liked this had a beautiful flow to it, wonderful imagery. I really like the mention in the beginning of patience. Patience, you love me so patient under golden clouds. You know, sometimes some people, they've been through so much in life that you have to be patient with them in order to really love them. And it's worth it, though, because those are the kind of people that give their hearts completely. Beautiful, passionate, right, and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah. I'm looking here. We're running out of women rights.
So we're going to have to take
well,
out our man.
Well, that's all right. We can leave man, right?
That's
so, right.
Yeah. So, Pam, if you want to read the next one.
I would be happy to. Our Gilded Chants by John Devon. All hail the golden man of symmetry. He is walking everywhere, working everywhere. The boy who reminds you of yourself, youth staring back at you, eyes screaming, I will survive, propagate, promote theories, healthy ideas, make a difference, live that difference. His lips ready to kiss one moment, declare the fight for the rights of the nation the next, beard cut as he searches for perfection, chest well worked out, and proud to be of this world, this nation, this time, and gilded, yes, you betcha, so honored to wear the mask of success, gold inlaid with the conviction of a strength we once knew, lived, and trusted in, yes, behold the golden chance for America to thrive, be brought back to the world power and once respected by all other nations who looked up to us for decades. Behold, the golden man of our tomorrow's hopes and poem. And this is a very thought-provoking write on, and there's a certain, like, idea of, to me, of confidence that comes through. And Lou, your thoughts?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure. You know, I really love the way you read this. You know, sensuality can actually be very sensual. Power can be sensual. You know, and it just depends on what type of power. I mean, I really love how he took this photograph and just brought it to life. You know, the boy who reminds you of yourself, you staring back at you, eyes screaming, you know, I will survive, propagate, promote the theories, healthy ideas, make a difference, live that difference. And, you know, and it says his lips are ready to kiss that one moment. So, you know, this is a person that whether it's in life or his work ethics or his personal life, he will promote, I guess, the purity of what gold is seen as. And I thought that he did that, you know, he gilded himself in these attributes. And I thought that was very clever and wonderful. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. There's something about, like, the right kind of power and the right kind of confidence
mm-hmm.
that is very sensual. So wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, confidence is everything. You know, you can look the very best and you can be just so beautiful and everything. But if you don't have that confidence, like that stride, that way, you know, that look, in your mind, you know, you don't have that confidence that exudes from you, you're not that mm-hmm. attractive to other people. You know, the poem Phenomenal Woman comes to mind, you know, that poem just exudes confidence. And, you know, there is something so sexy and so sensual about confidence, like Lou said. So, yeah, I agree. And, you know, this poem, looking back at, you know, the golden man, the hope in mm-hmm. the youth for generations to come, just wonderful right here by John Devon.
Absolutely. Great comment there, Naomi. And yeah, you're right. It does, you know, I'm really glad that you brought up, Naomi, that it reminds you of that one, that poem, frickety, I'm blanking out. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou.
Yes, Phenomenal. By, yes, yes. And I thought that was a spot on observation. I like that he not only brings in the idea of the confidence to stand up to your convictions, but also the beginning where he says, all hail the golden man of symmetry. You know, because, you know, symmetry is physically appealing. So he brings into us what is both physically appealing and emotionally and psychologically appealing. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have another SoundCloud by Weaver of Dreams.
All right. And here we go.
We have an 18-karat gold connection. You are the diode to my capacitor. All that flows through me is collected in you, my love. You are all I adore. We together generate a powerhouse. Like a beacon, we light up the sky. Our relationship, one with the other, has wind turbines behind it, lets us fly. We are throwbacks, designer pre-WWW, quirky, the merry quant many of our time. Who knows how we remained mainstream? Still we gleam and glisten, a fantasy sublime.
Wonderful read and write, Weaver. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I first of all, you know, her voice, wow, just made for reading sensual rights. I just love that, this poem, you know, we have an 18-karat gold connection. You know, just amazing the way she started out. You know, just that we like a beacon, we light up the sky, our relationship one with the other, as wind turbines behind it lets us fly. You know, just to be in that kind of relationship where you're so entwined into each other, you know, that the relationship just, you know, you seem to be on a cloud there. You know, just absolutely amazingly well written. I love the flow and the rhyme scheme too that's used throughout the poem. It's an amazing write here by Kate. Bravo.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to agree. I thought this was a great take on the prompt. Like you mentioned, it's that idea of a relationship where you have that kind of connection. So great comment there. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, I really love this poem. I love where she took it because, you know, every once in a while you will find that one person that just, you know, and this, they're not in a sexual position. They're touching each other, which there's something about touching that is extremely sensual. Because when you find that one person, and this is, for her, me, her poem was, it was full of electricity. It was full of electrical charges, like when somebody touches you and you just get that jolt and it just brings your body to life, just that touching. And I thought that she brought that out where she says, we have an 18-karat gold connection. You are the diode to my capacitor. And then this is this couplet I love here. All that flows through me is collected in you, my love. You're all I adore. That person where you're just charged every time you see them and touch them, and they do. They make you feel like you do anything, like you could actually fly. And, you know, I don't know what she meant by the third stanza, but, you know, you can feel this at any age, whether you were born, you know, where she says, we are the throwbacks designed pre-World War II. You know, age doesn't matter when you find that person that just electrically charges you, not only physically but mentally. And that's what I got here is beautiful.
I like that. I like that. And that is so true. It doesn't matter what age. You know, when you get that feeling, I like how you mention it because it is, there's so much reference to electricity and the electrical, the powerhouse, the beacon of light. I actually think, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think stands for like www.allpoetry.com, mm-hmm. you know, like basically before the internet became a big thing. That's what I'm thinking anyways. I could be wrong, but yeah. Yeah, but I thought that was a wonderful comment on how, you know, sometimes some people just, you get together with a person and there's that energy, that electricity that flows between the two of you. So beautiful comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really thought this was wonderful all the way through. I love the sense of connection, the sense mm-hmm. of sexual attraction. you know, especially in that second stanza with, we together generate a powerhouse like a beacon. We light up the sky. Absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful lines. Very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, we only have two poems left, girls. So, you know, so if we...
Read slow?
If we still have... Yeah, if we... Yeah, long comments, please. So I have... yeah? Pam?
Lou, you're more than welcome to go grab something if you'd like. It doesn't have to be on topic. It can be central. So, in case we need it. And I'm sorry, Naomi, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. This is by S. Sharp. So, Pam, if you can go ahead and read that.
Sure, absolutely. Striking Gold by S. Sharp. Your love is a cauldron of molten gold dripping off my chin. Soft metal flowers shine in the dim light of the vibrant night. Petals fluttering, waving in the warm breath of the moment. A passionate 49er, astride a pickaxe to spike the night. Traveling to the Klondike regions, panning Dawson's Creek, panting like a dog team, carrying all the world's gold. End poem. I don't know. That kind of sounds to me more like a passionate 69er, but, you know, I can definitely see why he said it. I'm sorry. I know that was corny, but I couldn't read it. Oh no, I really enjoyed this brevity by Scott. I was glad he was inspired. It's creative how he had a consistency with the metaphors. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I love how he took the extended metaphor of, you know, like going mining, you know, in a, you know, just with the pickaxe, and you know, in the traveling into the Klondike regions, and you know, I love the way he's very creative and imaginative, the way he took that whole mining expedition and he turned it into such a like a dripping sensual ride here, you know, that even made Pam think of a 69er. Amazing, you know, the way I thought this was so cleverly put together. So bravo, Scott.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Lou, your thoughts?
Oh, man, you got so many different thoughts stuck in my head.
I can imagine.
It's a fantastic read. You know, sometimes you just want it brutal. And I thought that he perfectly caught it here, panting like a dog team, carrying all the world's gold. you know, sometimes there's just nothing like that, that, you know, where it's more sensuality and carnality and eroticism than it is love, but it's laced in love, and I think that's what makes it so delicious. You know, now I see melting gold coming off of his lips. Oh, man. Well, it's good for writing, right?
It absolutely is, absolutely. And you're right. The I really like that line about panting like a dog team, because sometimes it's all about the energy that put into I can't think of the right word besides energy, but enthusiasm. That's what I'm looking for. Sometimes what you really want is an enthusiastic lover. So, great comment.
And how?
Exactly. But yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual brevity. Loved how he did the extended metaphors and kept a consistency. Loved how it was all about really just enjoying the moment. So excellent, write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, Scott, you turned up the heat, that's for sure. And so last poem I have will be, I'll pop it in.
Oh, and for after this one, Lou did put one on the board.
I did put one on there. It's
perfect. So this would be by Mark Lupi, and I'll read it because then Lou, you will read
hers. Oh, we have a SoundCloud.
You have a we have a SoundCloud. Oh my gracious! Yes. Okay.
Whoop whoop.
All right. Here we go.
Glow by EJ Cool.
Sorry, wrong one. Let me try that again. Okay, here we go.
Vampire for Life. The one thing I am sure of, gold is blood. It folds around my fingers, touching you. It fills your mouth and overflows into a cup I hold and empty in the mud. Because when I drink it, there'll be no control. My hands will clasp and twist the metal in your shuddering flanks till it remakes your skin a gilded mesh as recreated soul. You're mesmerized. There's nothing else to do. Your blood is gold now, and there's no way out. You'll pull away, but also pull me too, accepting then my mouth against your throat. And now I want it all. The joining fire of bodies will fall down in bloody mire.
Hello?
Pam?
Pam?
Oh, maybe she got dropped.
Maybe she got dropped. Well, what did you think, Lou, of this poem?
Well, for one thing, that it's the first time I've heard Mark Lupi read, and you know what? I could listen to him read more of his poetry. There was something in the raspiness of his voice that made this very erotic. And I liked, you know, where he talked about, you know, them drinking, each drinking from them both, that, you know, there's some couples that connect this way, where they drink their own blood. And I really liked how he turned it into gold, where he says, because when you drink, you know, he says that when he tastes her, he loses all control. And who does not want that in a relationship, where somebody feels as if they're losing control, and that, you know, no matter how much you would try to move away from them, you know, they move with us.
and which is that's something we would want in a relationship. But then he goes, accepting then my mouth against your throat, that bite, that breathing, the warmth of his lips, it's just deeply sensual.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Oh, Pam, you're there. Okay.
I am. My phone dropped me, but it didn't drop me in the studio, so I couldn't call back.
Oh, no.
Until right away. Yeah, don't you hate when that happens? But I thought this was a wonderful, right? I liked how you mentioned the idea, you know, Lou, of like the teeth, accepting then my mouth against your throat. The idea of that bite, the mouth on the teeth. I liked the vampire sensuality in this. I thought this was beautifully written and a wonderful comment, Lou. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, when I look at the image of that woman, you know, she has like a kind of vampirish look, you know, her eyes, the long lashes, the red blood, you know, lips there. And, you know, the gold going up to half her face is like kind of, you know, a mystic play there. So, you know, vampire foreplay, I get where he's going, you know, where the inspiration came from when you looked at that picture. And I just like this dark and sensual, very powerful. And, you know, like Louis said, his voice, oh, my gracious, you know, amazing, amazing voice, you know, that in that SoundCloud. So just a wonderful, wonderful write here by Mark Lupi and wonderful read.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Thank you for the SoundCloud, Mark. Very much appreciated. And yeah, you're right, Naomi. This is it's beautiful, dark sensuality. So wonderful comments and very well done, right? And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have to refresh my page here. Yeah, 1 minute, 1 second. I'm going to go get Louis right. Going. Got it. Copy l'adresse. Okay, that's French, but... copy the address. Okay. And my computer's in French. Coller. Yes. Paste. Okay, there it is. So leave you whenever you're ready.
All right, and this is titled Aphrodisia. Restless, rhythmic hips respond to misted breath brushes. Smoky eyes slowly release. Flowering raindrops moaning, her altar, swelling, sweet panting, songstress, sultry chimes, igniting coppery, sanguine, midnight's palette, painting, suckling bites, lingering, inking, writhing lips, smearing, smudging, smearing love cries, moist breath strokes, tantalizing wet tongue fragrances, blossoming dark dwelling, sugary sapphire, garnet amethyst glistening flesh marks, chanting heated sensual raptures. Shivers move down her curved spine, blushing petals, pulse and vibrating languishing pangs, satin crevice crave your possessed pollinating tongue, silken strand stream, beckon to nibble. Her moon's pearl creamy mistress rises and dewy floors nick in it, unbound. His tongue paints, his fingertips varnish, tracing frantic, trembling, saturating edges moonlight. Her sacrament engorged wildflower, musky sweet scent, Mark, devour my surfaces, bruising, disabled, encased in his arms, bondage, chanting, pupils dilate, intoxication, fiery eclipse, and pump.
Wonderful read and write, Lou. I just, as always, I remember this write. It's just filled with so much beautiful and passionate imagery. I really like shivers move down her curved spine, blushing petals, pulse and vibrating, languishing pain, setting crevices, crazed or possessed, pollinating tongues. There's a real strong sense of mutual hunger between two lovers. Just absolutely beautiful and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, that, by the way, that was an amazing, amazing read there, Lou. You know, you feel all the passion of the write. And, you know, I think this write is just as passionate as you know, that picture is, you know, amazing picture. And I just love the flow of the whole thing, the short, you know, the short, powerful lines, you know, sentences there respond to mistled breath, brushes, smoky eyes, slowly release flowering raindrops, moaning, her altar swelling, sweet, panting. You know, the all the verbs that are repeated all the time, you know, and the adjectives too. Just beautifully written all through, very, very sensual and very powerful and very, you know, right in the moment there. Very, you know, just a sublime right here, Luyu. Amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. I have to say, this has been just a great show. I've enjoyed the company. I've enjoyed the poetry. Wonderful night. Thank you, Naomi, as always, for being just a wonderful co-host. Thank you to Tom and Lou, both of you, for hanging, you know, for calling in. Thank you to Frank for hanging on the board. Thank
you. Fantastic show.
Well, thank you, Lou. I have to agree. And thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Please, everyone, make sure to check out.
Pam, I forgot a poem.
That's okay. We'll carry it over. So,
okay, I just saw it.
Yeah.
Oh my gracious, I was going down the list. Sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah. All good. You know, make sure to check out all the contests put out by our late night poets, hosts and hostesses, and topic boards, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And have a good night, everyone. Take care.
You too. Good night. Great show. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Lou. Good night, Pam.
I enjoyed it very much. Bye-bye.